This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Been a while since we hooked up with this guy, but he is a friend of the show, and he's just piped in. Really, he's anybody out there in Green Bay. Terrific Packer, four-time All-Pro champion as well. The great Leroy Butler, former safety, back with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Leroy, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing good, guys. I mean, to say the least. I mean, it would have been great to have the Packers in Miami, the first ever Super Bowl with Kansas City, but it didn't work out
there. Yeah, first of all, congratulations on being a Hall of Fame finalist for the first time. It's awesome for you. Good luck to you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I hope to see your brother in there one day. I know he will be.
Yeah, he will. Just it takes some time. They got to learn how to appreciate the Nickelback. Which he revolutionized in a lot of ways.
So a good article on that over the weekend on social media. That was pretty good. So, Leroy, let me ask you this. Before we get specifically into Rodgers and the future of the Packers, you know, it's my opinion. I know football, you know, wacky bounce, bad call, bad weather conditions. Anything can obviously happen. Mm-hmm. But it's my opinion that there was such a disparity in roster strength that the Niners were so clearly superior to the Packers, that if they played 10 times, I think they'd win 8. Are you buying that, or are you not so sold on that statement?
Well, I think it may be some truth to it. I mean, yet the facts are facts. It's a lot of daylight. They scored 74 points in two games. You scored 28. I mean, it is what it is sometimes. I just remember, you know, back a decade ago, every team in the NFC was trying to figure out a way how to beat Green Bay and this Aaron Rodgers juggernaut with Mike McCarthy. That went on for a long time. Now, you know, tides have kind of turned a little bit. Everybody's going to figure out how to beat San Francisco. But remember, guys, San Francisco paid their dues. I mean, this team was 4-12 last year. They got a lot of high picks, you know, and that was the draft and development way with Ted Thompson. You know, my team has to be, you know, great 5 years from now. But now everything is on the fast track. It's all free agency, which was great for the Packers this year with the Smith brothers and Amos. But for the most part, I mean, when a team dominates you like that, where their quarterback, basically, they go in there and say, listen, Jimmy Garoppolo, you may not even throw a pass for an hour. I mean, that is just, as a defensive guy, I just think it's embarrassing to know that you can't stop a running back that's a backup. He's not even a starter.
Right.
So it just didn't go well.
Yeah, Leroy, he'd been on six teams in 2 years. I mean, I hear what you're saying. But I wonder, you know, it's interesting because you talk about how it used to be, how are we going to stop or match the Green Bay Packers and this kid, Aaron Rodgers? I remember he was like so athletic. He was always moving out of the pocket, making great throws with accuracy on the move. And he's 36 years old now, and when you look at, say, the AFC Championship game, Pat Mahomes would tuck it and run. In fact, that 27-yard touchdown was a thing of beauty. Like, the game is, like, he started the evolution of it, but it's, like, evolved away from him, if that makes sense, because he doesn't move as well as he used to because he's 36 years old.
Yeah, right, and I think, the Packer fan base, they understand that they only, especially the millennials, they only saw two quarterbacks, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
That's crazy.
And so you think that every game he plays, that he's going to be an elite quarterback. I mean, that's just what all fan bases go through that, you know. And you just think that the physical part of it, there's nothing you can do about it. Your skills will diminish at some point. But the mental decision-making is something that should never leave any player. And the one thing you can hang your hat on was Aaron Rodgers would not throw interceptions and not turn the ball over. But with this particular team, he turned the ball over quite a bit, and that hurts your team. You cannot turn the ball over on the road. You just can't do it. I mean, the two fumbles and the interception, and especially when the defense is not right. Because I was on the defense in Super Bowl 32. You know, we just didn't make a lot of adjustments to stop Terrell Davis. So that was, you know, that enabled them to run the ball at will. And next thing you know, they won the Super Bowl. So sometimes coaches got to get out of their own way and come up with some adjustments to where you can put the game on. We had the disappointing thing about this, guys, neither quarterback was a factor. The Green Bay Packers should have made it to where Jimmy Garoppolo would have been the hero. Not Mustard. No, he shouldn't have been the hero. The hero should have been whether or not Jimmy, you know, Garoppolo put up these hysterical numbers. Oh, he threw you four picks. That should have been the pressure. The guy threw it eight times. I mean, that is unprecedented. I had never even thought, other than Tannehill, I didn't think that was possible.
Well, it was in the 1940s.
Right, yes.
We're talking to Leroy Butler, four-time All-Pro, and as Tiki said, he's a finalist for the Hall of Fame, so we wish him all the best there. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, great of Florida State, great with the Packers, a champion. All right, let me ask you this, Leroy. You can only manipulate so much in life. You can't control the aging process, as we all know. Now, you can work around it and tweak a few things and modify, but eventually it's going to get you. We know that. What you can control is what you project out there in terms of body language. And it's my opinion that, and I'm not reacting to the final score, and I picked the Niners to destroy the Packers. I wasn't surprised, but I'm not saying this after the fact. I was thinking this in the first quarter. Aaron Rodgers didn't show any, like, shoulders were slumped. It was almost as if he's saying to himself, we can't win this game. I did not like what I saw from him body language-wise. How about you?
Well, a lot of people were saying that because even when you see Mahomes, when they were down 24 to nothing, you saw him, you know, trying to rally the troops, you know, kind of a rah-rah guy on the sideline to say, hey, listen, you defense guy, just give me an opportunity. We can win the game for you. Even then when they were down 10 to nothing, he's being consistent. You know, Aaron is just not one of those type of guys to do that. So he tried to stay consistent. And I got a lot of questions like that, people asking about body language and stuff like that. But as players, we just want you to play. Because I think it was always unfair for Jay Cutler. I mean, he's on the sideline. If a kicker missed a field goal, they would put the camera on him. And it just wasn't fair. If somebody else gets a touchdown thrown on them, he's not even on the field, they would put the camera on him. And it was unfair to look at his body language. But I think what people want is that kind of leadership quality, you know, even when it's bad, make it sound good and let your – because that's what the younger players look for. They look for leadership and guidance. And sometimes it can help. And sometimes – and, Tiki, you know this. Sometimes guys can say, man, that's kind of fake.
Yeah, you're right.
I want that. You know, it's kind of fake. But if you're going to do it, you got to do it all the time.
That's right. And I don't think that's in I don't think that's in Aaron Rodgers' DNA to be that way. It is, you know, just as a contrast in Russell Wilson's DNA. Russell Wilson's that way all the time. No matter what, good, bad, he's always over there clapping. I mean, he's always staying up. But let's flip this to the team that it's heading to the Super Bowl because you watch this game as intently as we did. The San Francisco 49ers feel like they were built expertly. I mean, their run game is what it is, not necessarily because of Mostert or Tevin Campbell, who's likely out. Well, he is out because he broke his wrist or whatever it was. It's not the guy. It's the offensive line. Then you go look at the defensive line, which is also phenomenal. I mean, they built that team to win the old school way. What's the chances that San Francisco finally wins the Super Bowl again?
Well, I'm pulling up on Andy Reid. Andy Reid was with Green Bay when I was a young young player. The guy deserves the fact to have a chance at a Super Bowl. I think he's one of the smartest coaches in the league. With that being said, San Francisco has an opportunity to do something, to go from 4-12. The defensive coordinator last year, I think they only had 7 takeaways, and they wanted him fired. But Shanahan was like, nope, that's my guy. I need to show loyalty. And it paid off. And I'm shocked he doesn't have a head coaching job. But I will say this. When Big Joe Staley came back, I said to myself, they're going to run that football to their left side. And they're going to make it difficult for everybody. But here's the problem with that, though. When you defend this offense, guys, there's always a lot of motion.
Yeah,
guys are always moving, and it's confusing. I remember telling Reggie White this back in the 90s. If an offense came out and there was no motion or no shifts, we'll dominate you. But if you come out and set in any set you want, and then a guy takes off and goes to the other side, I got to go from strong to weak. Now that guy comes in again. I got to go back from weak to strong again. I get confused. A guy's not, next thing you know, he's – Mostert is right up the middle untouched. It's confusing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff that Kansas City is going to defend, because I didn't think Kansas City could stop Derrick Henry. But they did it, because they went to goal line defense and said, we'll make Tannehill beat us. Okay, you beat us, and that's what the Packers should have done. Just put goal line out there, six guys in every gap, and say whatever happens, happens.
Hey, you know, I want to get 30 seconds. I was going to actually say goodbye, but I want to get 30 seconds. I think it'll be pretty interesting to get your thoughts on, you know, how different or how will Mike McCarthy going into the Dallas job, you know him well, obviously, how will, do you expect him to really truly evolve and be much better than he was? He was good, but is there a next level? You think he's ready to take Dallas to where Dallas fans want him to go?
Yes. Dak Prescott better sign as soon as possible. He's going to put up numbers like he's never seen before. Ezekiel Elliott is going to have historical numbers. They better sign Randall Cobb because he loves a slot guy. And he's going to have a defense that blitz a lot. They're going to take a lot of chances. If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, get ready because this is the coach that you will be missing.
All right. That's a hell of a scout report right there. No mixed signals there. Leroy, late Happy New Year, buddy. maybe you're going to be in Miami or no?
Oh, yeah, I'm in Miami all week. I'll come and find you guys.
Swing by the show.
But I'll figure out it.
Swing by the show, man. You're always welcome. Swing by the set. We'll have you on, okay?
Be good, Leroy.
Leroy Butler. Hope he gets in. You got it, man.
Yeah, I mean.
Invented the Lambo leap, too. I mean, that's got to give it a little nudge into the Hall of Fame, though. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.